Good evening, I'm Mal DeYoung. Welcome to this month's edition of the Folk Show Roadshow. The world returns tomorrow at its regular time, and we join performance today at 9. Every month we feature an artist or two, or sometimes more, recorded in central Pennsylvania, from hot new bands to legendary performers. This month, two artists who performed within 2 weeks of each other this past spring. In the second hour of tonight's broadcast, a songwriter from Austin, Texas, a city legendary for its songwriters. If you don't know James McMurtry, you'll want to stick around.
Well, thanks very much.
But first, a name that is in the Blues Hall of Fame. With 34 albums in over 50 years of performing, Grammy Award winner John Hammond performed at the State Theater March 24th. And you are about to hear why Tom Waits says, with just his voice, guitar, and harmonica, Hammond is a great force of nature. John sounds like a big train coming. He chops them all down.
Well, here's a tune I got from Lightning Slim. It's called A Mean Old Lonesome Train. All aboard! Hey, that's the train my baby's on. I've been out west, and I'm headed east. I'm gonna bring my baby back home with me. Yeah. She done grabbed that mean old train and gone. Man, she bought that ticket and left this town. I'm gonna find my baby before the sun go down. She done grabbed that mean old train and gone. I don't climb no trees. No woman gonna make no monkey out of me. She done grabbed that mean old train and gone. She left me plenty of money rolled up in the ground. Ever since she left me, I've been going down. She done grabbed that mean old train and gone. She's my heart's desire. I love my baby till the day I die. She done grabbed that mean old train and gone. Here's a tune I got from Buddy Guy Record. Bought this record in 1961. Buddy Guy just hit the scene big time, and I thought this tune was so cool. Vowed that one day I'd learn how to play it. About 25 years later, I worked it up. I was playing at a blues festival in Sacramento, California. And I played a couple tunes, and I said, I'd like to do a Buddy Guy tune, My Time After a While. And just as I started to play, this man walked right up to the front of the stage and said, "Excuse me, Buddy Guy didn't write that song. I wrote that song." So I'd like to do a Robert Geddens tune. My Time After a While. It's your time now, baby. But I got a feeling it's gonna be my time after a while. I said it's your time now, baby. But I got a feeling it's gonna be my time after a while. Cause if things don't change, little girl, I believe I'll move on down the line. Well, she went out last night, and don't you know she just walked in? That girl is getting ready. She's going back out again. I said, wait a minute, baby. Just before you go, she didn't even look at me, man. She just turned and walked right out the door. Yes, it's your time now, baby. But I got that feeling. I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause the things don't change, little girl. I believe I'll move on down the line. Oh, baby. Beside another man in a long black limousine. Yes, it's your time now, baby. But I got that feeling. I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause the things don't change, little girl. I believe that I'll move on down the line. Well, I just want to talk to my baby. And here's what I got to say. Go ahead and mistreat me, baby. But every dog's got his day. Yes, it's your time now, baby. I got that feeling. I got that feeling it's gonna be my time. Cause the things don't change, little girl. I believe I'll move on down the line.
Oh, thank you.
You better come on in my kitchen. Lord, it's going to be raining outdoors. Not a woman I love, man, I'll pay to see. She move up in the country, walk right to me. Baby, come on in my kitchen. Lord, it's going to be raining outdoors. And a woman gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for a good friend, but can't be found. Come on now. In Lord, it's going to be raining outdoors. Well, man, she's gone. I know she won't be back. Taking her last nickel from her nation's side. Baby, come on. In Lord, it. Oh, don't you hear that rain, baby? Come on now. In Lord, it's going to be raining outdoors. Well, I went to the mountain, far as my eyes could see. Some other man's got my woman, lonesome blues got me. Come on now. In my kitchen, Lord, it's going to be raining outdoors. You know the time's coming, it's gonna be snow. Can't make the winter, baby, just dry long soul. Won't you come on in my kitchen? Oh, and it's going to be raining outdoors. Come on in my kitchen, baby. Well, here's another tune of mine. This one's called You Know That's Cold. You know that's cold when it drops down to 90 low. You know that's cold when it drops down to 90 low. Your hands together, stick close to the one you love. Hey, you know that's cold when your woman says you're too damn old. You know that's cold when your woman says you're too damn old. Can't be living in the past. Maybe it's just time to go. Oh, you know that's cold. Mad icicles hanging on the trees. You know that's cold. Mad icicles hanging on the trees. Begging her to come back. Little girl on bending knees. Your happy home. You know that's cold, man. You lose your happy home. No one to share your troubles, nor to hear your worry song. That's cold. All right. Blind Willie McTell started recording in 1926. He's from Thompson, Georgia. Moved to Atlanta and over the years became a traveling musician, traveled all through the South, especially in the Piedmont area. Every year they have a Blind Willie McTell Blues Festival in Thompson, Georgia. First year, I was invited to go down and play there, and I was so excited to get to hear all these Blind Willie McTell songs, and I was the only one who played Blind Willie McTell songs. There was a lot of Southern boogie bands. That's changed. More artists are playing Blind Willie McTell songs these days. This last year was a good one. Well, here's a tune of his called Mama Tain Long for Day. If my love don't change, wanna be some riding done. My love don't change, gonna be some riding done. Oh, if I mistreat you, honey, I didn't mean no harm. Man, the big star's falling in. Oh, baby. The big star's falling in. Mama tain't long for day. Well, I reached on the pillow where my baby used to lay. What you want with a rooster, and a fool don't crow for day. What you want with a rooster, and a fool don't crow for day. What you want with a woman, always have to have her way. Savannah, write my initials on the wall. Going back to Savannah, write my initials on the wall. Man, these state college women don't want me around here at all. Thank you. grabbed me at midnight, didn't turn me loose till. Blues grabbed me at midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. I didn't have my sweet woman, Lord, to drive these blues away. Falling in mama tent long for day. Well, I reached on the pillow where my baby used to lay. Oh, thank you. My godfather was Paul Robeson. He was really a good friend of my father's, and I'm very happy to know about Paul Robeson Center here. Well, here's another tune of mine. This one's called Come to Find Out. I used to travel with a little trio back in 1967 through 71 or two. Bass player was Herman Pittman from Providence, Rhode Island. Drummer was Charles Otis from New Orleans, Louisiana. Charles is a phenomenal drummer, but more than that, he was a phenomenal guy and had some great stories. A lot of his stories were about the bad old days on the Chitlin circuit in the South, and some of the stories he told were so funny. Others are so scary you had nightmares for weeks. And Charles is a great storyteller. And a lot of his stories would end, "Man, come to find out." So I decided to write this song, Come to Find Out. Man, I leave here running, my time has just run out. Lord, I leave here running, but my time has just run out. Man, my daughter tell me, boys, I come to find out. You know I tried so hard, but I couldn't get past the doubt. I tried so hard, baby, no, I couldn't get past the doubt. Man, my world is unraveled, boys, I come to find out. And the leaves turn inside out. I see the wind is howling. Now the leaves turn inside out. Yeah, my world is unraveled. Boys, I come to find out. Thank you. And I leave here running. My time is just run out. Yeah, I leave here running. Boy, my time is just run out. You never wanted me, baby. Boys, I come to find out. So I started playing professionally in 1962, and I started playing at a time that a lot of the great originators of the country blues were getting rediscovered. Not that they ever went away, but they were getting recorded, and I got to be on shows with just about everybody. I mean, Son House and Skip James and Sleepy John Estes and Mississippi John Hurt and Fred McDowell, and it just goes on and on. I was in the right place at the right time. And Sleepy John Estes is one of these incredible players. I got to see him on Maxwell Street, 1961 in Chicago. And on a Sunday afternoon, all the old timers got together and jammed out all day. And these guys were in there. Late 40s, early 50s. I thought, God, they're so old. So anyway, I picked up on a lot of these incredible players. One of them, just like I said, Sleepy John Estes was incredible. A blind guitar player, and played with a harmonica player named Hammy Nixon. And it was just magical. Their sound was indelible. And this is one of their tunes. Let me get this harmonica just right. I don't care when you go, how long you stay. My good kind treatment bring you back someday. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry poor John anymore. And that old wind, boy, that chilly breeze, Lord, come blow through your BVDs. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore. Now you keep on betting, but the dice don't pay. Lord, send you home on your yes, yes, yes. But someday, baby, You ain't gonna worry poor John anymore. Telling everybody in your neighborhood, you know, good woman don't mean me no good. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna worry my life anymore.
You're listening to John Hammond on the Folk Show Roadshow, recorded at the State Theater in State College. The Folk Show Roadshow is a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. The world returns tomorrow night at 7.
I went to school in Yellow Springs, Ohio. I bought my first guitar there for $10. It was an old Gibson with a hole punched right in the top there. Sounded great. Also in this school at the same time was Jorma Kaukonen. I used to watch him and this guy named Ian Buchanan play, and they were great. This guy, Ian Buchanan, had actually played in coffee shops. Ooh. And he was a really talented player. And Jorma was like his student protege. I used to watch these guys. Damn, so good. But I was too shy to hang out with them, but I knew a lot of great songs. Just a matter of time before I put enough guitar to be able to pull them off at a party or something. And I got back to New York for one summer, and there was these guys from Minneapolis hanging out in New York, Kerner, Ray, and Glover. Spider John Kerner, Snaker Dave Ray, and Tony Little Son Glover. And they were really good. And I used to hang out with them a bit. And I decided I was ready to make it on my own. So I went as far away from home as I could get, and I wound up in Los Angeles, spring of 1962. I eventually did get work, and it went pretty easy. I got a lot of work, and it was made enough money to buy a car. And drove all the way back, stopped in Chicago to show off my car to Michael Bloomfield and Charlie Musselwhite. Then headed home and got a gig in New York at the Gertie's Folk City, the big club. Me and Phil Oakes shared the bill for a week, and we're held over for a week. And I got my first recording contract. We both got signed up to Vanguard Records. It was a big deal. So that's how it all started for me. One of my idols was Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, I got to see him play a bunch of times and was actually on some shows with him. I did a lot of his songs. I recorded a bunch of them too. One of the first ones I ever really did was got me my first gig in Los Angeles. I was working at a gas station. This guy pulls up in a little Porsche convertible with a big Martin D45 guitar in the passenger seat.
just hanging out, no case, just sitting there like a person. So I'd be staring at his guitar. You like that guitar, huh? I said, it's a Martin D45. He said, well, are you a guitar player? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, play me a tune. Didn't think I'd get to touch it, let alone play it. But I played him a song and he flipped out. And this is what I played him. As I was motivating back in town, I saw a Cadillac sign said, no money down. So I eased up my brakes, I pulled in the drive, I gunned my motor twice, then I walked inside. The dealer came to me, he said, trade in your Ford, and I'll put you in a car that eat up the road. Just tell me what you want and sign that line, and I have it brought down to you in an hour's time. You know I'm gonna get me a car. Baby, I'll move on down the road, and I won't have to worry, baby, about that broke down ragged Ford. Miss, I want a yellow convertible, a four-door DeVille, with a Continental spare and wire chrome wheels. I want power steering, power brakes, a powerful motor with a jet off tank. I want air conditioning, automatic heat, and a full Murphy bed in my back seat. A CB radio, TV and a phone. You know I gotta talk to my baby when I'm riding alone. Hell, I'll get me a car. Man, I'll move on down the road. I won't have to worry, baby, about that broke down ragged Ford. Miss, I want four carburetors and two straight exhausts. I'm burning aviation fuel, no matter what the cost. I want railroad air horns, a military spot, a five-year guarantee on everything I got. $10 deductible, $20 notes, $3 million liability, man, I said, that's all she wrote in, and I got me a car. Man, I'll move on down the road. I won't have to worry, baby, about that broke down ragged Ford. No money down. All right. My first car was a 1955 Ford Crown Vic. Hot rodded out. $400. Drove back to New York when, before the interstates, you know, it was Highway 66 to Chicago. So Michael Bloomfield says to me, I'm going to take you to see Sonny Boy Williamson. Sonny Boy Williamson, ooh. Rice Miller from Helena, Arkansas. Had his own radio show in the late 30s, early 40s. He was one of the few black entertainers that had white sponsorship. King Biscuit Flower Hour was the name of his show. And Sonny Boy got all these players from Mississippi and Arkansas, Tennessee to play on his show. It was just phenomenal. He became real successful and decided to move up to Chicago. And there was another Sonny Boy Williamson in Chicago, John Lee Williamson. Ooh. So he kept on going, wound up in Detroit, got together with a guitar player named Baby Boy Warren. They made some great records together. Hello Stranger is one of them. Baby Boy Warren's great singer and guitar player. Sonny Boy just killed it. And then one day, John Lee Williamson was mysteriously murdered in Chicago. And shortly thereafter, Rice Miller shows up and he says, "I'm Sonny Boy Williamson." Everybody said, "Okay." He was about 7 feet tall and he looked dangerous. In fact, he was. But one of the great harmonica players, great singer-songwriter. So, Michael takes me to this club called Silvio's on the west side, a dangerous place. I stayed very close to Michael, who knew everybody in the place. And we got close to the bandstand, and you could see all the players. And, guitar, bass, drums, piano. Everybody just rocking, God. And I heard the harmonica and I heard the singing, but I didn't see Sonny Boy. I looked at Michael, he said, "You gotta follow the chord from the amp." He said, "Look over there on that table." And there's Sonny Boy sitting at a table with three women and a big bottle, playing the set from the table. I was very impressed. So here's a Sonny Boy Williamson tune. It goes something like this. It took me a long, long time, baby, to find out my mistake. It took me a long, long time, baby, to find out my mistake. But I'll bet you my bottom dollar I'm fattening no more frogs for snakes. Found out my downfall back in 1958. You know I started checking, baby. Found out my downfall back in 1958. And I'm telling all of my friends I'm fattening no more frogs for snakes. Back in 1958, I know you know. Found out my downfall back in 1958. And I'm telling all of my friends I'm fattening no more frogs for snakes. Correct all of my mistakes. 2017, baby. Honey, I gotta correct all of my mistakes. Telling all of my friends I'm fattening no more frogs for snakes. I got time for a couple more, I guess, and like, thank you. It's been a real pleasure being here in this beautiful theater. There'll be a little meet and greet afterwards, and I'm so happy you came out tonight. And here's a tune by the late great Jimmy Rogers, who I had a great good fortune to play some gigs with. This was not the yodeling brake man. This was James Lane, who called himself Jimmy Rogers, and was one of the great songwriters, guitar players, and band leaders in Chicago. He was in Muddy Waters' first band in Chicago. Actually taught Muddy how to play in standard tuning. Little known fact. Anyway, this is a Jimmy Rogers tune. That's All Right. Me, baby, once upon a time, if I'd be yours, little girl, you'd sure be mine. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. It's now that I wonder, baby, who's loving you tonight? Well, when I was loving you, little girl, you wouldn't understand. And honey, now you're trying to fool another man. But that's all right. I know you got yourself another guy, but that's all right. It's now that I wonder, baby, who's loving you tonight? I woke up this morning, half of those fine words was gone. But that's all right. I know you're loving another man, but that's all right. It's now that I wonder, baby, who's loving you tonight? Baby, honey, what's wrong with you? You ain't treating me nothing like you used to do. But that's all right. I know you're loving another man, but that's all right. It's now that I wonder who baby's loving you tonight. Eddie House, known as Son House, hung out with Charlie Patton and Willie Brown. They went up to Wisconsin in 1932 and recorded some of the greatest country blues songs ever. I got to be on a bunch of shows with Son House, and he had made some recordings that were very popular in, like I said, in the early 30s, but the Depression hit pretty badly, and he went to work for the railroad in 1939 and was a Pullman porter for 20 years. Retired in Rochester, New York, where his sister lived. 1963, a lot of these blues fanatic producer types were seeking out these players, you know. And the guy named Dick Waterman found Sun House in Rochester and came up and said, listen, man, I can put you back on the road. You can make a lot of money, play some big concerts. And Sun House said, man, I haven't played for more than 20 years. Forgot all my songs. Dick Waterman knew everybody. In Boston, there was a young guitar player, 16 years old, Al Wilson. Al Wilson knew all of Sun House's tunes and all the country blues stuff. So Dick Waterman put Sun House together with Al Wilson. And Al showed Sun all his old tunes. He picked it up pretty quick. And sure enough, he went back on the road and made a lot of money, recorded again. And oh my, what a story, huh? So anyway, I'm going to do this last tune and want to thank you again so much. And Tommy Roberts and Greg and Drew, Jason and Vonnie, thank you for making it so easy tonight. And here it goes. Religion, huh? Little girl on this very day. Hey, I had me religion. I said, baby, on this very day.
Yeah.
Oh, but the women and whiskey, no, child is shut on, let me pray. I'm preaching the blues now. I want everybody to shout.
Honey,
and I'm preaching for you, baby. I want everybody to shout.
Honey.
Well, I'm gonna do like a prisoner. Gotta roll my time all out.
Work it out.
And the blues, it's an aching heart disease. And the blues, it's an aching heart disease. Man in a light consumption, moonshine is killing me by degrees. I love you, baby, like a bulldog love a hound. I love you, baby. Honey, like a bulldog love a hound.
Yeah.
Well, you got just what it takes to make a preacher lay his Bible down. You got me, honey. When I'm preaching these blues now, I'm gonna take my seat and sit out. Yeah, I'll preach them for you, baby. And I'm gonna take my seat and sit out.
Yeah.
When the spirit moves you, baby.
When
the spirit moves you,
honey.
I want you to jump straight up and down. Well, that feels great. Thank you so much. I was inspired to play harmonica and guitar at the same time by seeing Jimmy Reed. Everybody liked Jimmy Reed. Jazz musicians, bebop players loved Jimmy Reed. Bluegrass players loved Jimmy Reed. I loved Jimmy Reed. Here's a Jimmy Reed special and taken out for you, and thank you again. I found true love, one worth me waiting for.
Yes, I did.
Ooh, I found true love, one worth me waiting for. You know I signed to a contract, won't find wonderful. You know it's hard to believe the condition the world is in.
Oh, baby, I know.
I said it's hard to believe the condition the world is in. Can't trust nobody, and girl, you know that's a sin.
Come on, baby.
So much, thank you.
This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. The World returns tomorrow evening at 7, and performance today is ahead in an hour at 9. You've been listening to John Hammond on the Folk Show Roadshow, recorded at the State Theater in State College on March 24th. This recording will be archived at wpsu.org/folk. Next, the Folk Show Roadshow heads to Elk Creek Cafe and Aleworks in Milheim.